2.
Merging with Shiva. Lesson 257. Overcoming Karma. Seekers ask, how can I stay awake when I meditate? I fall asleep almost every time. This happens even during the day. It's terrible. The answer is, it is absolutely impossible to go to sleep while in meditation and still call it meditation. It is possible to put the body to sleep deliberately and then go into meditation. If you catch yourself dropping off to sleep while sitting for meditation, you know that your meditation period is over. The best thing to do is to deliberately go to sleep, because the spiritual power is gone and has to be invoked or opened up again. After getting ready for bed, sit in a meditative posture and sit in a meditative position and have a dynamic meditation for as long as you can. Then, again, when you become sleepy, you may put yourself to sleep by deliberately relaxing the body and causing the pranas to flow. Mentally say, prana in the left leg, flow, go to sleep. Prana in the right leg, flow, go to sleep. Prana in the right arm, flow, go to sleep. Prana in the left arm, flow, go to sleep. Torso, actinodic prana, flow, go to sleep. Head with inner light, go to sleep. Then the first thing you know, it is morning. How does meditation affect one's karmas? Karma is congested magnetic forces, and meditating is rising above karmic building influences. You can control the congestion of karma by you can control the congestion of karma or avoid the congestion and thus control your karma. This proves to yourself that you are the creator, the one who preserves and the destroyer simultaneously on the higher levels of consciousness. Yet, you have to come back occasionally to the little old you on this level and do the things that you have been accustomed to doing as a human. Until you fully have the complete realization of the self-God, the Im Kaif experience. Then you penetrate the doors of the Absolute into the core of existence itself, and you become the self that everyone is searching for. But to overcome karmic patterns, the will must be tremendously strong and stable. And that means we must demand perfection in our life. Why would you ever want to place demands of perfection upon yourself? You now walk the path of perfection, and you must be so to walk that path. What is this perfection? First, it is a clarity of cognition. Second, it is a bursting of actinic love for your fellow man. Third, it is an openness and a willingness to serve and fit in any capacity. Fourth, it is living a contemplative lifestyle better every day. Fifth, it is mastering all of your yoga disciplines given to you by your guru. Sixth, it is the ability to hold responsibility, maintain a continuity of your own karma yoga, and have the yet have the mobile quality to be ever ready to do something different without losing continuity of what you have been doing in holding your responsibility. If you can gear yourself to accomplish all this, you're on the path of enlightenment, and you will surely prove to yourself when you have your realization that you are a free man in a free world, subject to nobody. Again, that you are a free man in a free world, subject to nobody, to no power, even the power of karma. How could that which is formless and causeless be subject to anything? Om Namah Shivaya.